Amelia Earhart, An Enduring Mystery. On July 2, 1937, a Lockheed Electra 10E plane piloted by Amelia Earhart, accompanied by veteran navigator Fred Noonan, disappeared shortly before it was scheduled to arrive at Howland Island, located in pristine Pacific waters, 1,956 miles southwest of Honolulu. The plane had departed from Leh, New Guinea, on one of the final legs of Earhart's attempt to be the first female pilot to circumnavigate the globe. At the apex of her groundbreaking career, Earhart had already achieved international stardom for her intrepid feats, among them being the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. By all accounts, Earhart's plane had failed to establish two-way radio communication with the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Itasca, which was waiting in the vicinity of the island to help guide the Electra in for landing. Although the ship was able to receive voice transmissions from Earhart, her increasingly frantic broadcasts indicated she wasn't receiving any voice transmissions coming from the ship. After the plane failed to reach its destination, the U.S. Navy launched a massive search, scouring the area for any signs of the missing Electra or its occupants. Unable to find anything after more than two arduous weeks, the Navy called off the search. Their official conclusion? Earhart and Noonan had become disoriented and missed the island, after which the plane had run out of gas and plunged into the ocean. News of Earhart's inexplicable disappearance stunned family members, friends, and fans. They couldn't believe that someone with her experience and zest for life had simply vanished. Earhart's husband, publisher Charles Putnam, refused to accept the Navy's conclusion. He was convinced his wife had set the plane down on land or ditched it in the ocean near another island and swam ashore with the navigator. There were, in fact, some tantalizing morsels of evidence to support his belief. Radio operators across the Pacific and the U.S. had reported receiving signals they thought could be from Earhart's plane. While many of the reports proved to be hoaxes, others were verified as authentic, though the transmissions were too weak or distorted to be intelligible. Putnam thought it stood to reason if the plane were submerged in the ocean, it would be impossible to send out radio signals, since the batteries would have been irreparably damaged. He decided to organize his own search, sending boats to investigate islands both in the proximity of Howland and as far away as the Marshall Islands, 800 miles northwest. Unfortunately, these efforts produced the same results as the earlier search, turning up nothing. Over the years, Earhart's disappearance has spawned a multitude of theories among a wide variety of people, from respected journalists, historians, and archaeologists, to less credible adventurers, conspiracists, and even psychics. Some contended that Earhart and Noonan survived for a while on one of the islands before perishing from starvation or the elements. A more far-fetched theory suggested Earhart and Noonan had been captured by the Japanese after inadvertently veering into, or purposely spying on, Japanese-controlled territory. Yet another theory sprang up that Earhart had not only survived, but was living in the U.S. under another name. The one feature most of these theories shared was a paucity of viable evidence. The Japanese capture theory, for one, was discredited by a Japanese blogger who proved that a photo purportedly showing Earhart and Noonan with a Japanese ship in the background had been published some years before their disappearance. Nevertheless, interest in the mystery has persisted, with new theories cropping up every so often and repeated searches taking place from time to time. One of the more enduring theories is that Earhart landed the plane on or near Nikumaroro, formerly Gardner Island, 360 miles southeast of Howland. Some of the radio signals detected after Earhart's disappearance had been pinpointed to that location. Also, a Navy search plane had reported evidence of recent human habitation on the island, but had given up the search, unable to locate any people, the plane, or wreckage. Human bones were found on the island some years later, and a photo exists showing what could be the Electra's landing gear sticking up through the surf. It is this evidence that spurred explorer Robert Ballard, famous for locating the Titanic, to launch yet another expedition to Nikumaroro in August 2019, in hopes of finally solving the mystery. With National Geographic Partners and the National Geographic Society picking up the bill for his state-of-the-art search equipment, Ballard promises once and for all to answer the question of whether Nikumaroro was Amelia Earhart's final resting place. Update. Robert Ballard's exploration of the waters around Nikumaroro concluded without finding any evidence of Earhart's plane. He reminded his crew that it took him 4 attempts to find the Titanic and promised to return to the area, pending DNA test results for human bone fragments found on the island. 1. At the time of her disappearance, Amelia Earhart was already an international celebrity. What was her most notable accomplishment, and what status was she trying to achieve on her final trip? 2. Many people have rejected the U.S. Navy's conclusion that Earhart's plane crashed into the ocean. What is the most plausible alternative theory, and what evidence supports it?